Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, the big story in Cleveland from this past weekend, other than MGK Day in downtown, was the debut of Shedeur Sanders during the Cleveland Browns' 30-10 win in the preseason over the Carolina Panthers. Sanders going 14 of 23 with a pair of touchdowns, 138 passing yards, getting some fans excited. But according to Shedeur, talking with the Didi Kinkabal afterwards on the Browns TV station, saying that he didn't take full advantage of the night.
We definitely had a win today. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I'm excited for it. I don't feel like, you know, I took full advantage of the opportunity, but, you know, it's something to work on, something to learn from.
I would love to see what taking full advantage would have been for Shedeur and how we'd be reacting to such an event going into this Monday.
Well, I think that for him, he's going to – a lot of quarterbacks are perfectionists, and he would – I guarantee he's going to go back and keep watching the Dylan Sampson throw. Because I'm sure his father would have been like, what is this? What did you do here? What happened? So I think he's going to keep going back to that because he's a guy who's going to need the very best out of himself. And you can't just, as excited as we are, like, you can't just leave it to one preseason game.
How about the fourth down play where he immediately turns his back, which is a bad habit of his at Colorado?
Well, sure. That's exactly what Lima's pointed out.
Yeah. Obviously, in a real season, like, that can be the difference between whether you win or lose a game. But that's why you have preseason, to make these mistakes and to get some of these habits. All these guys come into the league with bad habits, and almost all these guys come into the league not being able to really diagnose defenses. All that stuff comes. Yeah, some guys are ahead. Some guys are definitely ahead on the whiteboard than other guys. In fact, the Browns basically doing everything they can to tell you that Dylan Gabriel was ahead on all that stuff over Shedeur. Yeah. But in the end, got to actually be first available.
And you also have to find ways to unlock the offense for him. And those are things that he'll have to work on. But when it comes to like habits, like you always laugh at guys who, well, they fixed the habits. Oh, you did fix the habits during what? All during out the offseason and with nobody really running after you and in workouts and in shorts and t-shirts. Like, you can't really fix habits until you're out there dealing with real guys trying to bear down on you. And it takes years, not months, to fix habits. So I'm sure he's going to get a chance to play this year. He's definitely making the team now. He will have his chances to work on that, and Kevin's going to have to work on that with him to go, okay, there's habits here that definitely defenses will try to exploit. How do we protect that from him and get the very best from him?
Real quick correction. That was courtesy of News Channel 5, that clip. This upcoming clip, courtesy of the Jaguars TV network down there when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers in their preseason matchup. The result of the game didn't really matter, but what did matter was this play from Jaguars kicker Cam Little.
This kid can really drill the ball.
Holy smokes. They got a shot.
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
Except it's not the official NFL record because it's a preseason game. The official record is still 66 by Justin Tucker.
I love the I've never seen it before. Well, yeah, nobody's seen it before, right?
Well, does it count to you?
Well, no.
Okay, then never mind. There's no argument.
Well, what do you mean? Like, now I know a guy can do a 70-yarder. Like, that part counts, but, you know, obviously it's It's not a real game.
Do
it's
you
preseason.
Think,
like, if a guy in an NBA game scored 100 points in a preseason game, am I supposed to say that's now the new record? You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
But isn't that the thing you're going to remember the most as opposed to what? Tucker does still have the official record, but everyone's going to think of this moment as
the
longest on an NFL field.
I won't remember this. You won't remember
70
this.
Yards. Nobody's broken 70 yards before. This will be remembered.
The only reason you will remember it is because we're making a big deal about it right now. If you did not bring it up during the story at all, I guarantee you wouldn't remember it in the future.
I disagree. I think people are going to look back on this mark, and they're going to look at it as the unofficial, but in their minds, official record compared to Justin Tucker.
Only when reminded. I would imagine there's plenty of people out there who thinks Tom Dempsey still.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pause the record.
Yeah, but he was kicking with half a foot.
What's that got to do with anything?
Shouldn't that be
harder? Hey, might have a point there. Speaking of which, we go over to
the... Oh, you really fought after that argument, didn't you? Boy.
Patriots and the Commanders.
I fought under questioning.
During the weekend, we had another solid play from another one of rookies, Trevion Henderson, who had this kickoff return against the Commanders.
Back deep, and this ball's coming out. There's your speed, Dev. There it goes. Oh, there he goes. It's already a new season. Oh, my God. The number two draft pick from Ohio State takes it 100 yards.
First play of his NFL career. Did the Browns draft the wrong Ohio State running back?
Well, it would look like that. Because
today it might look like that.
Trevion
Henderson, it might look like that.
Was very good in college, and obviously I didn't expect him to be a kick returner for the New England Patriots, but I'm not really paying attention to the New England Patriots. So it wasn't like I didn't think he could do it. I just wasn't paying attention to the Patriots. So that was a hell of a way to do it. I looked at my phone and went, oh, God. But then Shador played very well, so we don't got to worry about that.
Yeah, Trevion also had one run for 18 yards. He had three catches for 12 yards.
I mean, we've seen him have the long run bursts. We had it saw it in the playoff against Texas when he took it to the house right before halftime. So he's capable of like serving in that role for the Patriots potentially.
We hear anything? Is there anything going on with Judkins? Is there anything?
I know
we had some news, you know, on Thursday last week about the waiving of the right to a speedy trial, and then all the legal analysts came in. But you know, again, another weekend. What a disaster.
I'm not Dennis Franz. I don't know.
Think about the difference here. Like, one guy gets taken in the second round, and we don't know when we're going to see him in a Browns uniform, if ever. The other guy, Shador Sanders, taken in the fifth round. I wonder what Judkins is thinking watching that from Shador on Friday night.
And finally, we had the story from the NBA. For the first time in 8 years, your Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be playing some Christmas Day basketball at the Mecca against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Obviously, the big games we had back in 16 and 17 were against the Warriors after those finals appearances. Is this going to feel as special now, especially now that we have the NFL on Christmas?
No, I don't think any of this will feel... And by the way, this is what's so hard for the NBA is moving away from those Cavs, Warriors, four straight finals, and those teams were so good. They were so dominant. They were so talent-laden. They were spectacular. They were special teams. And they combined for, you know, all those titles during that run. They were split from those two teams. Obviously, we only got one of them. But we were there at the end of the season every year. And now, just none of the regular season games matter to the extent that even those Christmas Day games matter. And that wasn't just a local thing. Nationally, that was your only chance to see in the regular season how those teams were when everybody just had penciled them in for the end of the year in the finals. And then, oh, by the way, now you have an NFL football schedule every Christmas Day. So, no, none of these games will ever feel as special.
But now that the Cavs are on, I'm watching the NBA on Christmas Day, which I wouldn't have been doing last year because the Cavs weren't on. And as long as the Cavs are on Christmas Day, I'll watch the Cavs on Christmas Day. I'll watch one NBA game on Christmas Day. Then as long as the NFL's on, which they ain't going anywhere, I'm going to be watching the NFL. Yes.
What's the right time? What time do you want them on?
I thought they were at like the top of the heap, so I'm imagining they're going to be around noon.
Yeah, probably it's going to be the noon game.
And Knicks, for whatever reason, New York has always had the matinees.
I'm good with that because it's Commanders Cowboys at 1 o'clock for the NFL.
I'm good.
And that'll be the game that I don't really care about watching.
I'm good.
If the Browns were playing on Christmas, would you watch them or the Cavs if you had to choose one?
You're going to watch the Browns.
I guess I got to watch the Browns. They play less games. But
yeah, it's just so much more important.
That's it for about last night.
I also do Browns game day, so you know that plays into it.
Have a little screen with the Cavs on the side?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can do two things. I can watch up to 12 different games on Extend TVs if I want to, XTENDAV.com. I mean, I could do that. Okay.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.